This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Kenny, I'm going to get to the people. We'll get some ticket texts, and as I ask these word associations, people can feel free to ticket text in to the specific ones, but it's just a different way of doing the topic. There's a lot going on with this team, and people are not happy about it. I'm not going to pre-bitch, as John said, but I mean, look, do I believe that we'll see Javi in center on a regular basis? No, I do not. Does it make me feel good that they even tried it? Well, no, clearly, but they don't have anything. The keyhole thing, it's cosmetic. I like unique ballparks. I think it's something baseball has over every other sport, is that every park is different. Every playing surface is different. Dimensions. I like the keyhole. It's old school. I dig it. They got rid of it. Okay. The Tiger scoreboard thing, I get. I mean, it's the personality of the park. And unfortunately, I know what Rico's going to say. Corporate sponsorships are a big part of this. You're going to get logos on jerseys and helmets. We've seen it. The Wings do a great job of living up to their corporate sponsor because they are, in fact, garbage. So it's perfect. But like with the Tiger thing, I mean, Rico, the jokes write themselves. But
no, you're right.
But the Tiger scoreboard thing, no, it was one of the most recognizable things at the park. It's cool. I don't like those.
The tiger outside that you could pose for pictures with. Yeah.
Cool. I like that stuff. Now, maybe they'll get rid of that and that'll turn into him holding a Comerica sign. I don't know. Whatever. The point is,
Banky the bank.
I want to do word association. Let's get to the people. Let's start out with Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, what's going on, pal?
How's it going?
Good,
so
Ryan.
The word association that I would use is confused.
Okay.
I'm confused by all these moves that they're making. They're trying things out in the outfield, and they're taking away, you know, the script Tigers. I'm confused because they're operating like a minor league team.
So let's do a word association. Let's have some fun. Okay. So you use confused. Does that apply to Scott Harris? Word association, three words or less.
Yeah, confused as hell. Why aren't you making a move? You just came out off your best season in over a decade. You have the AL Cy Young winner on the mound, you know, tomorrow night. Let's build the team a little bit here instead of worrying about how the stadium looks or how people are going to afford to sit at the home plate club.
Excuse me, sir. It's the 1901 Society. Come on now.
Home plate club.
No, the 1901 Society just sounds so stodgy. I mean, it's fabulous.
That's own private entrance.
Climate-controlled seats. I'm interested to see in 10 days. Look, I know opening day. I'm sure the park will be packed. Look, the Yankees struggled with this when they started and the pricing. They're going to have to find their sweet spot. I really have doubts. And I don't have the information, but I have doubts that that's going to be full. I mean, the Yankees for a long time struggled, including playoff games. Now, the difference is the Yankee seats were about $2,500 a piece. But bottom line, you know, dollar for dollar, market for market, I just, if you can't sell your luxury suites and you're discounting those like Lethal Weapon 3, it does make me believe people might not be jacked up to see another year of the Zach McKinstry experience. I don't know. Let's go over to Owen, 97.1. Owen, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, the word I would use is a boondoggle.
Okay. In what regard? For the off season? For this seat? What are we? Or the moves at the stadium?
Okay, I'm talking about the stadium. Like y'all were talking about this stuff. This club seating that a home plate club seating did not need to happen.
Sir, like, Owen, I have to stop you. It is the 1901 society. How dare you?
I'm sorry. All right, I apologize for not seeing the 1901 society. I feel so bad. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I should have known.
I just want to. I want to make sure we pay our proper respect. There's a deep tradition.
I just saw something that they sent Justin Henry Molloy down for Ryan and kept Ryan Kreidler on this lineup.
Yeah, I think what that comes down to is Molloy has to be a DH. He can't play left field, and he sure as hell couldn't play center. And Kreidler can. Now, I am with you.
Right.
I know. He can't hit.
How bad is Molloy when your option is Javi or you?
Justin Henry Molloy in left would make Nick Castellanos look like Al Kaline.
Well, how about this? I will get myself in shape, and I will go out there next week, and I will try.
That's fine.
How about that?
Fine.
Maybe,
but no, Owen, this is part of my issue, too, is it's like with the pitching staff, how they had 8 or 9 guys competing for 5 spots. Yeah. Trades are legal.
I know. I'm in Evansville, Indiana, and we have the St. Louis Cardinals. Everyone loves them down here. Nolan Arenado is for the taking.
He didn't want to come here. That's the problem. Detroit's on his does not want to be here list, and they couldn't convince him to take that off. There were a couple reports about it. I can't knock the team for that. But when you're frustrated, and look, Owen, you have a right. You have a right to say, why do we have to send a guy like Justin Henry Molloy down, who I hit a home run last night to dead center, and I got to look at Ryan Kreidler again? Well, because you have too many people, and not enough of them are good or discernibly different. And look, Torque is probably just a DH. Justin Henry Molloy, just a DH, right? You got days you're going to want a DH Kerry Carpenter. Mm-hmm. You don't have – this is where they've got to piece it out. It's why – look, I don't –
DH chaos?
No, I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be negative, but this is what happens with this Moneyball crap. When you don't have enough guys that you just automatically pencil into the lineup, you end up in these spots. And you start collecting parts. They got to keep Kreidler up here because what? You're going to turn over center field to Manny Margot? That's not happening. He's a dreadful center fielder.
Right.
They signed him with the intent of playing him in the corners. Now, if he plays center on a platoon, well, who's going to take the other side of that? Maybe it's Kreidler. Perez is hurt. Parker Meadows sounds like he is going to be gone into June. So,
God willing.
Word Association. Scott Harris. No, and you can take it wherever you want to go. It could be overall. It could be about the offseason. It could be what you feel today. That's why this is a good time.
World headquarters.
Okay, done. Kenny, Word Association, 1901 Society. Okay, then. That's 5
Kenny
words.
Wins, but.
Rico, Word Association, district.
Where?
Leave it alone. Okay, leave it alone. What? Logo fence.
Low rent.
Got it. Word Association, 2025 Outlook.
Step back.
Step back. Okay, Kenny, 2025 outlook. That's like 17 words.
Kenny, I'll allow it.
All right, just traffic report.
Okay.
There you go.
Discounted suites.
I've got one. I've actually got a drop that works for this. Oh, where is it? The stony one. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Three words. It's perfect.
Yes. Discounted suites.
Not going good.
Not going good.
That's not a good sign. When Rieger gets an email like he's stroking a check for a suite, 25% off, I go, oh boy. Uh-oh. Yeah. Maybe that's got some trouble.
New target audience?
Yes. Or Disney's Snow White, an equal disaster. Kenny Ticket Text, what do the people have to say?
Tiger Baseball, three words, no longer interested. Harvey Baez in center field, chaotically irresponsible.
Ooh, I like that one.
I like that one quite a bit. My words for the Tigers, absolute cluster bleep. Can't say that last one.
I like the edit.
Yep. Here are my three words for Tiger Baseball, free tickets only. That's from Barry in St. Clair Shores.
You know, and that's what's really interesting. This is a team, and I look, whether you think it was totally fluky, partially fluky, or maybe you believe this was all a Scott Harris master plan and he's the biggest genius in the history of baseball. Factually, they made the playoffs last year. And the combination, when you're hearing about the luxury suite thing, you know the 1901 Society ain't for the regular fan anyway. So right off the rip, you took away some really good seats that people could get a hold of on a secondary market basis.
Right.
Then you talk the changes to the ballpark. Then you talk the disappointment of the offseason. Then you talk about the injuries. And we do a topic a day before the season. Word association, and what do you think of the changes at the ballpark? Seriously. That's a concern not for us. We got 6 hours of content for a four-hour show. That should be a concern to the baseball team. Mm-hmm. Because you made the playoffs last year. And there's a feeling, feels like, sounds like, from you, the fans, you can tell me if I'm wrong, sounds like you're not interested. Now, opening day doesn't count. You guys are going to be three sheets to the wind. You'll think they played the California Golden Seals on opening day. So that does not count. But I'm saying in general, there's not a good vibe around this team. They are still a playoff team. They still have the AL Cy Young. They still have some good young players. Rico, you'd think we're doing radio in Pittsburgh right now. It's very interesting. Maybe it'll change when the game starts.
See, I think the excitement might have died down when it's almost like they forgot opening day was coming up and they're still cleaning up the house. You're like, you got a wedding tomorrow and you're still cleaning up.
Okay.